Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to this edition of From the Locker Room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Patrick Wall. Center Jason Kelce was well on his way to establishing himself as one of the best young linemen in the NFL before an early season injury ended his 2012 campaign. With a new head coach in Chip Kelly and the potential for some real changes along the offense, how Kelce handles this offseason will be critical. We went inside the locker room to get Kelce's thoughts on a potential change along the offensive line, as well as how he plans to step up in this offseason.
Like I said, anytime there's a new guy coming in, there's always you have to reestablish yourself and your worth to the team. Not just me, every single person on the team has to do that. And that's sometimes why these changes occur. We all know Andy Reid is one of the best football coaches ever to coach the game for the Philadelphia Eagles, probably the best. But sometimes having that subtle change, it forces guys who have been complacent, who have had jobs for a while, now all of a sudden they have to reestablish themselves. So, you know, every single person on the team is going to have to do that. And I'm prepared to do that, yeah.
I'm sure it's difficult to forecast, and you're always confident in your abilities, but can you kind of just step outside objectively? Is it fair to wonder how effective you can be in something different?
I mean, that's always something that you guys take a look at for sure. You know, I'm very confident in everything I do. You know, we have power plays as Eagle in the Eagles playbook too. So I can block all those plays. I blocked them in college as well. You know, if they want me to put weight on because we're going to run those plays more often, that might change. But, I'm successful at everything I do. And pretty much that's what I weigh. That's the way I feel.
Look at this offense, getting you back next year, getting Jason Peters back, getting Todd back. I mean, you optimistic about the potential of this offense?
Not just the offense. I mean, the entire offense, not just the offensive line. I think there's a lot of good things looking on for next year, not to mention the skill positions, but the offensive line in particular, getting everybody back from, you know, these injuries that have plagued us this year, and also returning a lot of guys that saw a lot of action this year who ended up progressing as the season went on. So I think, you know, across the board, we're pretty deep at offensive line and on offense next year.
Looking back, was this season kind of mentally taxing for you? I mean, you went down early and you had to sort of watch.
This was probably the toughest season I've ever had to endure of football, basically because you really don't have any control out there. You know, you're not out there every single day working with the guys. You're not able to be in that leadership position. You're not able to actively change results in a game. So, you know, being on the sideline, especially with the way the season went, you know, it was rough. And, you know, I'm looking forward to next year and getting back out there.
Jason, you built a lot of leadership, but guys didn't lead this year. In other words, if they're here but didn't lead, what was the problem, do you think?
Like I said, we're a very young football team. It's extremely hard to lead in this league as a young football player. It's extremely hard to lead in any business as a young person. So I think just by the natural progression of people getting older and people realizing that time's running out, you know, you only got average career in the NFL is 4 years, less than. You know, guys don't play very long in this business. You got a very short opportunity to win a championship. And, you know, I think that just by the natural progression of people getting older, you develop those leadership roles.
I mean, a lot of people think it's all vocal.
I disagree 100%. I mean, there's sometimes vocal guys can, you know, spark some enthusiasm and stuff like that. But that, and it's not really enthusiasm. It's more like adrenaline rush. And that adrenaline rush only lasts so long. The enthusiasm, the natural passion for the game, that's how you lead, by doing everything right all the time. And you set that bar so everyone sees that so that they replicate it. And, you know, I'm much more lead by example, lead by the way you go about your business every day than, you know, how you look talking before a game on Sunday.